God loves you. My commitment for this season is to work alongside you on our belovedness. And as you may know, that's a phrase that I first heard 14 years ago and has haunted me ever since. The claim I heard was that if you want to be in a Christian community in depth, you have to be working on your belovedness. And I found that deeply mysterious and still do. And so I want to explore it with you. As I explore it, I bring to the task three commitments. The first is an understanding that Scripture is the Word of God to us, a living Word, and so it must be attended to very carefully. The second is that God is love. The third is that if we are reading Scripture and not finding a word of love in it, we're not reading it correctly or we're not reading it to the depth that it needs to be read. All of which is to say that I proceed with faith that every single week in the lectionary, we're going to be given some word of love, and it's our task to find what that is and to find how it helps us work on our belovedness. Now, as it happens, today is the feast of Christ the King, and we have a rich array of images and phrases and verses to choose from. But how can we not gaze on the greatest mystery of all, the one that I just read in the Gospel, that Christ died on the cross for me, for you? So what's that about? Christ the King died for me. Now, the one we just heard is Luke's telling of that mystery, of that moment. And in Luke's telling of it, there's a criminal on either side of Jesus, one on his right and one on his left. In the passage I just read, they're just called criminals. It doesn't say there exactly what their crimes were. So here's my question for myself and for you. Have you ever in your life done a bad thing? A thing that afterwards made you go, or that haunts you or makes you think, oh, I don't want to think about that. I did that. It wasn't right. Further, is there a worst thing that you ever did? A very worst thing that you did in your life? Now, imagine that you got caught. And imagine that you lived in a culture where that thing that you did for people like you, could not only get you arrested, it could get you executed. The Christian truth is that all of us human beings, are not the same thing as the worst thing we ever did. We are more than that. We are more than the worst thing we ever did. There's a young man whose name was Jacques Fesch, who is in process to be beatified by the Roman Catholic Church. In 1954, Jacques Fesch got caught doing the worst thing he ever did in his hometown in France. In jail, after repeated attempts by both the chaplain and his attorney, he had what he described as a violent conversion experience. He wrote in his journal, "I was in bed, eyes open, really suffering for the first time in my life. It was then a cry burst from my breast, an appeal for help. My God! And instantly, like a violent wind which passes over, without anyone knowing where it comes from, the Spirit of the Lord seized me by the throat. I had an impression of infinite conviction that has never left me." The account continues. After this experience, Jacques Fesch awaited his fate. And despite his remorse, prayers, and an appeal after trial, he was sentenced to death on April 6, 1957. Before he walked to the courtyard of La Santé prison on October 1, 1957, for his execution by guillotine, he wrote, quote, "The last day of struggle. At this time tomorrow, I shall be in heaven. May I die as the Lord wishes me to die. Nightfall, and I feel sad, sad. I will meditate on the agony of our Lord in the Garden of Olives, but good Jesus, help me. Only 5 hours to live. In 5 hours, I shall see Jesus." The gospel passage I read to you concludes with this verse. Then the criminal said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Chris Olson prayed on this passage this week earlier, and he pointed out two things to me. The first is that Jesus doesn't say, "Go and do such and such, and then you can go to paradise." He just says, "That's it. You get to be with me in paradise." The second is that he says, and this is kind of mysterious, "Today you will be with me in paradise." We were musing on it a little bit because, you know, this Christian story is that he goes from the cross to the harrowing of hell. And so does the criminal have to follow him all the way through, or how does that work? And we decided that today is that kind of mysterious kairos today, that already, O criminal, you are with me in paradise, and forever you will be with me in paradise. The account of the life of Jacques Fesch concludes with this. On his cause for beatification, Cardinal Lustiger commented that Jacques is like the criminal on Calvary. Quote, "Nobody is ever lost in God's eyes, even when society has condemned him. Jacques' life would give a great hope to those who despise themselves, who see themselves as irredeemably lost." Jesus loves that criminal on Calvary. Jesus loves Jacques Fesch. Jesus loves you. Go in peace.